You've got it tuned to listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN, broadcasting from the Blue Ridge to the Bay. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and thrilled to be hanging out with Fabi from Reina Tropical. Fabi, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Releasing a debut record as Reina Tropical, but you've been involved in the music industry for a really long time. You've played instruments pretty much throughout your whole life and were motivated years ago to start She Shreds Media. So I'm very interested in the intersection of music and activism for you. It seems like it's not only an intersection, but it's sort of intrinsically entwined. Like you can't really do one without the other. Would you say that's true? And can you sort of talk about your motivations?
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely true. I feel like that's just how I was born. And I think it's interesting living at the intersection of so many identities and using like society's categorizations of marginalized identities, you know, so being a queer, brown, Mexican born woman is, yeah, intrinsically something that you sort of have to walk around with a wall. So I think my goal has always been, how do I live in this world and how do I offer space to people where they can just be free and express and feel like they belong and be in community with each other and create together and feel this feeling of support, you know? And that's ultimately where everything that I do stems from, is how do I create a foundation of community care and support so that we can continue to be in expression, you know, and create from that abundance, not from scarcity.
Where has sort of this, I'll call it a generosity of spirit. Where does that come from? Have you always been motivated to sort of give and give back and think towards communities? Or did you have to find yourself as an artist first and figure out who you were and what you wanted to say before you decided to take on, I call it sort of a global view of the community?
I've always had that in me. I think I was sort of raised that way with my mom as a single mom and only child. Like, it was me and her. So that us feeling was always in me. And I grew up that way, whether it was taught or whether I inherited from previous generations and from, like, my grandma or my great-grandma. But what I understand now as I get the words and I continue to sort of explore myself and I continue to shift my worldview towards listening from the ancestral perspective of like my indigenous blood as well as my other lineages, but like really sitting with my indigeneity and listening to those ancestors has really taught me to release this individuality mindset, you know, and think and understand that for me to heal, we need to heal. Because if I'm healed and I'm working and I'm surrounded by people that aren't, it's good. The cycle is going to keep going.
It doesn't work. Yeah.
You know? So in order for us to break that and for us to continue that and spread that, it takes really a community care. Yeah. So I understand myself in that way, you know, on like what's good for the earth is good for me and what harms me harms the earth.
Why music? You could express yourself and express all of this through through painting, or what about music calls to you?
I've always, and I'm going to try to sort of explain this in a way that many can explain this, because I understand this through my relationship with, say, water. When I sit with water, I listen and there's so much sound, you know, there's so much music in that water, and that's a communication. I believe truly that music is the original language. And I feel that that is why we're all so obsessed with it. Sound. It's sound.
Yeah.
You know, it's music is our own way of expressing, you know, sounds and putting them together. But sound is, to me, the universal language. And not to me, to many people, you know, to many communities around the world. And so I think that there is nothing more powerful than expressing and communicating and documenting and telling story through sound, through music, as a way to bring people together and move together and change together and make shifts together and heal together and recycle grief into love and, you know, all those things.
Fabi from Reina Tropical live on WNRN. Let's hear a live performance recorded live at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas.
Thank you.
despertar y no hay nada para realizar. No pasa nada cuando tú te dejas relajar y ya, tranquila que ya no te deja igual. Suavecito, 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 suavecito.
Okay, okay, okay. A ver, a ver, a ver.
Hey. Ah, un, dos, tres, hey. En el atardecer yo siento todo el dolor de mi sentimiento y pronto llega todo el pensamiento. Mejor me quedo aquí en este momento. Suavecito, 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 suavecito.
We're live at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, here on WNRN. I'm Desiree Moses, chatting with Fabi of Reina Tropical. So you're releasing your debut record mm-hmm. as Reina Tropical. In 2022, you lost your bandmate.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about the decision to go ahead and bring these songs to life? And then what it's been like to bring these songs to life live on your own?
You know, when I lost my bandmate in 2022, it was my first big grief, my first big loss of someone that I loved. And I feel, I understand now that I didn't really understand living and life until I got to meet death and loss and grief. And I went through, you know, a lot of the stages of grief, but I also at the same time was feeling so much joy and love and care and like vulnerability that I've never felt before. And I could just, this duality lived so extremely in me, you know? I could one day sit with depression and not get out of bed, and on the other hand, just feel like I have the perspective of all the worlds, you know? I'm speaking to the spirit realm. Like I'm in a whole other place, like. And it's what a gift, how special to understand life from the intersection of death and rebirth, you know? So I knew through that gift that Sumo left me that I had no choice. It just pushed me towards that. And in whatever way that those things came together, I was just pushed towards making this album and putting these songs together and finishing them. As much as it hurt, it also healed. And it's just how it worked. You know, I was in kind of the control of something else. And same goes with playing live. You know, that was my healing process. Had I not had that, I would like be deteriorated. Mm-hmm. So music and performance and creation, you know, I feel like saved my spirit. I feel like I've had situations in the past where things saved my life, but this saved my spirit. And I got to understand and feel when a spirit leaves my body and is looking for its home. And I needed to create home in myself for it to come back. In this album is that process.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Fabi from Reina Tropical live on WNRN. It's South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. The debut full length is Molly Gria Fabi, thanks so much for joining WNRN today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
We're going to go out with one more song recorded live at Schultz Garden in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest, Reina Tropical.
Miedo que ya se va a pasar, un miedo que ya se va a pasar, ya con el frío del invierno me tapo más, protegiendo el corazón un poquito más, y con razón ya no me puedo levantar. Me duele todo mi cuerpo cuando trato de hablar. Hey, Y he conocido, conociendo que en el sonido hay avivamiento. Dale tiempo al sufrimiento, reciclando el dolor y convirtiéndolo en se va a pasar.